I have in front of me a packet called, it's a product called EasyCold, and it's a formula that tells me that it reduces the duration and severity of the common cold, and it also aids sleep at night. And on the back of the packet, it says that it's formulated to attack and reduce the duration and severity of the common cold, cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, sneezing, runny nose, hoarseness, and to provide relief for these symptoms. Now, I've got sitting beside me our very good friend Loretta, the Jelly Bean Lady. Loretta, what's in this packet? What are they claiming does all this?
Well, for a start, you've also got a box here of jelly beans, and I would suggest that that's probably better value for money.
But now, just looking at this box, here's a product, and I believe you bought it.
I actually bought it,
you
which
went
really
into a chemist,
upsets me a bit.
You went into a chemist and you bought it, and it was for, it says it eases a cold, and it tells us on the back that it eases a cold. But when I look at the little print on the side, I see danger. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor, and it contains zinc, which may be dangerous if taken in large amounts for a long period of time.
Well, there's two things therein. If you've got a cold, you don't go to your doctor. But also, that product has what they call a government listing number, AOSTEL, you'll see it written on the side, which means that the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who are meant to be protecting us from dodgy products, has actually endorsed the product as being safe and presumably that it works.
So it's got echinacea in it. That's the main ingredient. It's got the zinc, which could be dangerous. What's this valerian?
Oh, valerian is a herbal sleeping tonic.
Is it?
But as far as the echinacea is concerned, that's a traditional remedy being used for years, at least three generations, which means that anybody can list it without proof.
So the whole thing is that this packet that I'm holding was a product you bought. It's got a number, a government number on it, which says, yes, we endorse that that's what it's claiming is true.
And you actually
asked the chemist, would it work? And he said, you said, in your opinion, will it work?
And he said, well, a lot of people say it works for them. So this is when I bought the packet back, because by then it had no effect on me. I mean, the package has got lots of lovely flowers on it. And
it's very
pictures.
Pretty packet.
And I actually, looked up the computer, checked up at the National Centre for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they have recently done two studies on echinacea, and these are what their findings are. Studies indicate that echinacea does not appear to prevent colds, and also studies to date have not proven that echinacea shortens the course of a cold.
Now, who's done that?
That's the National Centre for Complementary Medicine. It's tied up with the American government. It's a huge centre because there are billions of dollars being made by companies selling complementary medicines, and they do not require proof that they work. Now, I've got a couple of other things here, which is like dandelion and ginkgo, that are selling up to $30,000 a kilo when you actually do the math. But with the echinacea, I decided to find out how many echinacea products were being sold. And I went to this same site, the TGA site, Therapeutic Goods site, and there were over 150 echinacea products sold. And that got me to thinking. So what I did was I actually went through the entire 65,000 listed goods and identified 2,000 products that had no proof of efficacy, that had no proof that they worked. And I wrote a nice little report. I categorized it into 25 categories. I put a whole section on weight loss on detox. There's about 160 of those products that are pretty useless. And I sent a letter to the director of non-prescription medication at the Therapeutic Goods, and I said, please delist these products because they don't work. And that resulted in some firework. I knew I had a smoking gun. I really
well,
did.
Well, let's take it. The campaign to strip these 2,000 complementary medicine products from the Australian Register, who did you send the letter to?
Well, I sent it to the director, but I got 20 copies of this dossier.
Yeah.
And I sent it
and
to...
Just before you go there, have you heard back from the director?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Since other things have happened.
Oh, well, he's very polite, writes very nice letters explaining that if a herb is in a book called A Herbal Pharmacopoeia that nobody can spell, which has thousands of herbs, people can claim it's a traditional remedy and they don't need proof. So there's your protection. Okay. Well, I also spent, I organised 20 copies of this dossier to go out to every high-profile professor I knew and medical person around Australia. And the Professor Leslie Campbell is in charge of obesity and diabetes at the Garvan Institute. She's Professor of Medicine at St. Vincent's Hospitals. In fact, there's about, you know, half a page every time she writes to me, just of her qualifications. Now, she had recently had Tony Abbott open an obesity conference, an international obesity conference. She took one look at this report, looked at the, you know, hundreds of useless weight loss. So she wrote a nice letter to Tony Abbott. I've got that letter here with the St. Vincent's Hospital letterhead. It says, I know you understand the obesity to your area in particular, the need for scientific proof. And it goes on to say, can you please delist all these products? And she sent that entire folder.
This went to Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott, the health minister for Australia.
Yep.
And a couple of weeks later, Australian Doctor got onto this. And that's a magazine that every GP in Australia gets. And they did quite a big article on the professor and I and this challenge that we have to get these products delisted. And that hit the press 2 weeks ago. And a week later...
I'm looking at the article in the magazine.
Yes, and a week later, Tony Abbott's press release, he's given out $5 million to investigate the use and effectiveness of complementary and alternative medicine.
Excellent.
So the professor and I are quite happily taking the credit for this because it was no coincidence.
But this is the whole thing you are on about. There is no accountability with all these alternative medicines, is there?
That's right. They don't have
the medicines that a doctor prescribes that are sitting on the shelf that have come from the legitimate drug companies have all been tested and tried, and the proof is there that they work.
That's right. And you're getting value for money. I mean, they've got their own issues, I'm sure. But as far as complementary medicines are concerned, there's about $1 billion spent annually on these things. And most of them don't work. Some of them do. Now, there is a case for, like, malaria, right? The drugs that they had made malaria bug became resistant to it. The virus became resistant, or parasite it is. Anyway, so the next thing, millions of people are contracting malaria and are dying. Now, in China, there were 200 herbal remedies for malaria. 200. Now, because the Chinese were dying, their doctors actually did the clinical trials on these 200. 199 didn't work, but one did. And this one is now the basis for malaria cures at the moment. So, yes, we can't ignore herbal remedies, but we have to test them. Now, that hit rate, 199 out of 200,
well,
we might find that.
I think that's the crux of the whole matter, is that you're not saying that herbal remedies are, you know, for the birds, that they're not worth thinking. There are herbal remedies in there that can, as that case you just quoted, can actually be cures.
And I believe that herbal remedies may offer cures for hundreds of modern illnesses as well.
But they have to be tested. Yeah, that's right. I walk past these shops, these health shops, and the amount of money that's tied up in this business, and it's all, as you say, 99% of it is all untried, unverified. They go on the labels.
Right, well, there is an opportunity for people to challenge whether products work. If you see an advertisement and it says it does all these great things, and you say, well, I don't think that's true, where's the proof? You can actually send that into an organisation called the Complaints Resolution Panel. Now, I was going through their list. There's a new list that has just come out last week, so I put it on the front of my website, and I noticed a product called Diuret. So I went through, and someone had complained about it. It wasn't me. But I know that you can buy this product in your local pharmacy. And they said, well, dandelion root, is it really a diuretic? And the complaint was discharged. It was said, well, this is not justified because they could find it in this herbal book. And there was no scientific proof to say it didn't work. Now, I had a quick look at the cost.
But this is the herbal book that you said.
The big herbal book, it's
that if
huge.
It's in there.
You can actually list it. And it's only if science says it doesn't work. that you can actually stop the product. And that's where I did a bit of a calculation. And people are spending $1,000 a kilo on dandelion roots. Now, this book, to me, is an open recipe book for fraudsters and quacksters to come out. Because how easy is it? All you do is grab the book, open it up anywhere you want, and check that there's no science, and you can sell anything you want to an unsuspecting public.
That's, you know, if I was the health minister, I'd be concerned about a book like that being around the place.
Well, that's the laws at the moment. I mean, this country is fantastic. It's got the best laws in the world. In fact, England's got, I guess, Germany and those countries. Far more quackery goes on. Because the people just want it. You know, you put anything out. And
well, I believe that a lot of quackery comes out of the United States, but we won't go there.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, a lot of quackery may come out of Queensland because our very own Nature's Own factory, out of that factory comes Bioorganic, Synovus, Natural Nutrition, Nature's Own, Golden Glow and Vitelli. And I tell you what, that factory is owned by Symbion Health, who also own the trading names Terry White, ChemMart, HealthSense and the medicine shop. Now, there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there.
There certainly is.
And also, that means the Terry White pharmacies probably really don't have much choice but to market and sell those products.
And the other thing that concerns me, I'd like to know who is behind a particular TV program that appears on a Monday night. I wouldn't be surprised if these enterprises who are marketing this stuff are not actually paying for a program that appears on a Monday night.
I would suggest there's a lot of advertising happens to be sneaking on at
exactly
that time.
Right. Listen, you talking about the pharmacies of Australia, I believe they've just won the Bent Spoon Award.
Oh, right. This is the fantastic award that's given out by the Skeptics in Australia. And because of my appearance in the magazine, they invited me to Melbourne to actually give out the award. So I had the great pleasure of donating this award to all the pharmacists in Australia who put aside their scientific research to sell quackery and other dodgy products in places where people expect to get decent medical evidence.
Good on you, Loretta. I'm all for it. I think that's great what you're doing, and I'm behind you 100%. Listen, what's this other one you've got? You've got a bottle here, ginkgo seeds. $30,000 a kilo.
All right, there's another one, right, and I thought we're going to actually talk to one of these guys next time. His name's Ken Howe. We will get him on the phone next time.
Yep.
He and a group of pharmacists and doctors decided they would put out a website called Consumer Health Watch, and they decided that this website would just give people information about new herbal remedies and new complementary medicines within 2 weeks of them being out on the shelf. Because what happens is the product comes out, and the one they selected was Tabonin. The product came out. It was splashed all over the media, huge advertising campaigns. So they went and they looked up the research, and their opinion, based on research with all the right references and bibliographies and all the rest of it, was that the product didn't do what the sponsors claimed that it would do. And what happened is the sponsors legaled up. It cost these three guys $15,000 for this product that, when I actually did the calculations, meant that people were paying $30,000
a kilo for these
seeds, these ginkgo seeds that did absolutely nothing. And the problem is all the products I've mentioned here today, including jelly beans, are actually sold at a pharmacy near you.
Look, if you'd like to read the article in the Australian Doctor, you can go to their website. It's www.australiandoctor.com.au. Or if you'd like to go to Loretta's website.
I'll gladly send you a copy of it. I'm really stoked.
If anybody's got comments, they can go to Loretta's website, and you've got a pass. A contact us. Just give us the website again, please.
www.healthinformation.com.au. That's one word. .com.au. Healthinformation.com.au. 400 links, 2 search engines, and an encyclopedia. It doesn't advertise anything. And I've put the latest complaints resolution panel list up. That's where they've made determinations on advertising. That's on the front page at the moment. So that's, if people want to see what, you know, find out about products, that's where they can look.
I think it's terrific. At least Tony Abbott, you've got to the health minister, and he is slung five, like he must be worried if he slung yes. that amount of money.
That's right. Well, $5 million, it's a good start, but there's two more things I want to achieve. One is that the TGA is fully funded by the industry. So zero comes in from the government. So no wonder if they delisted the 2,000 products, they're going to be $1.3 million down per annum because every product is about $690. Yep. So why would they want to delist the products? And if and that's a real cause for concern. So there's a real conflict of interest there. Now, I can put in a complaint against EasyCold, and that may be upheld to say that they can't advertise it. But what about the other 150 products?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that's a
right.
bit of a worry as well. And the other thing, too, I want to achieve is to change the laws so that traditional medicine still has to have proof of efficacy.
Yep. Yep.
And homeopathic stuff is in there as well. If you want to put a homeopathic product out, which, and they're quite happy to admit there's no active ingredients in it, it's got this magic stuff in it, all they have to prove is how many dilutions. But that's, I guess, for another session with you.
Just before we leave, I believe you're a bit of a star in the Wesley Research Institute, and you mentioned in the spring newsletter.
That's right. I'm their star of their newsletter. Well, as you remember, 2003 I was diagnosed with cancer, and I decided I would use this to some benefit. I didn't know what, but I said, look, I'd like to be in any clinical trials you've got. Put me down. Make this matter to me, because I just don't want to go through all this treatment and not have it help other people. So they put me in a clinical trial, which was about how many lymph nodes get cut out from under your arms. And I've been in that trial for 3 years. So the
is it still ongoing, the
it's
trial?
Still, yes. It might be, maybe going for another 6 or 7 years. So what they do is a proper clinical trial, which is how drugs should be tested, is to recruit up to 2,000 people, one on the sugar, one on the drug. But in this case with the Wesley, I guess the bottom line is, because they can't exactly hide the operation I had, it's if I'm alive. That seems to be the important part. And I have no intention. There is too much work to be done. No intention of dropping dead. So just warning people out there, I'll be on the airways as long as you let me in the door, Jeff.
Okay, well, you've heard it all there. We're discussing, as always, the fact that there are a lot of so-called medicines and cures and all that sort of thing that are available through the alternative medicines that really have no scientific evidence that they do their job. And that's
right.
really what it's all about.
Yes, so ask for proof
and please, you know, keep your money in your pocket until you're dead sure it's going to do some good.
Or buy some jelly beans.
Buy some jelly beans. They're good for you. Okay, Loretta, good to talk to you. And next time you're back, we're going to be talking to Ken Harvey.
That's right.
And he's going to enlighten us further on this matter.
Absolutely.
Good on you. It's here on Morning Magazine, looking at the cricket score. It's 5 for 3:49, is that correct? And the time is 27:30 past 9.